Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 181 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for August 28th is reflect on a situation where someone mistreated you. While acknowledging what happened to you was still wrong, how can you rise above it and seek a higher perspective to be a better person? Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of rising above. Sometimes it seems amazing how far we have come and how we treat each other in the last 200 years. And sometimes it seems like we haven't gotten very far. But no matter how much progress we make in a general sense of treating different groups of people better, there will always be individual incidents where someone insults us, mistreats us, or tries to cheat us out of what we have earned or what we think we deserve. A prime example of this comes from a woman who was born nearly 200 years ago. Elizabeth Blackwell was born in England in 1821 and moved with her family to America at the age of 11. Her family settled in Cincinnati, Ohio, and her father died 6 years later. Elizabeth, along with her mother and two of her sisters, worked as teachers to earn a living. Teaching was a typically female profession, but eventually Elizabeth wanted to pursue a career as a doctor after a dying friend told her that her experience would have been better if she would have had a female doctor. Elizabeth saw a need for female doctors, but society wasn't quite on board yet. There were very few medical colleges in existence at the time, and none of them admitted women. During this time period, teachers often lived with other families because their salaries were so low that they needed help with room and board. Elizabeth boarded with two physicians who mentored her and gave her advice. It seemed like life was supplying her with opportunities to accomplish her dream. At the age of 26, she went to Philadelphia, hoping to get assistance from friends to gain admittance to a medical college, but she was rejected time and time again. Finally, Geneva College in New York accepted Elizabeth as a student in their medical program. The students at the college considered her admittance as a practical joke, and she faced prejudices and discrimination from both professors and fellow students. Professors forced her to sit separately from the male students and excluded her from laboratory projects. Even the people of the town shunned her because she was stepping outside of the normal role for a woman. Elizabeth, like all of us, faced a choice when she was mistreated. Even though what other people did to her was wrong, she faced a choice. She could take her experiences and become bitter, or she could use them to get better. What do you think Elizabeth did? That's right, she went on to graduate from Geneva College, ranked first in her class, and became the first woman in the United States to become a doctor of medicine. Blackwell worked in London and Paris for a time before returning to New York City. She opened her own private practice, but struggled financially. The prejudices of the day kept many patients away. Eventually, Elizabeth, along with her sister Emily, who had become a doctor, as well as another female physician, opened a clinic in New York that would last for more than 100 years. She helped establish the U.S. Sanitary Commission at the outbreak of the Civil War, and then started a medical college for women. Elizabeth Blackwell is a shining example that the people who we look to as the ones who accomplished great deeds and defied the odds faced obstacles just like you and I do on a daily basis. But it was their mindset of getting better rather than becoming bitter that helped them rise above and overcome their obstacles. So how about you? Can you reflect on a situation where someone mistreated you? While acknowledging what happened to you was still wrong, how can you rise above it and seek a higher perspective to be a better person? There are many things in life that aren't fair. There are prejudices, discriminations, and stereotypes. Are they correct? No. Do they need to be eliminated? Yes. But the best way to eliminate them is through action.
And that action begins with the mindset of choosing to get better instead of getting bitter and rising above them to become a better person. Because that's what our students and athletes need. They need teachers and coaches who are leaders and who rise above to get better no matter what obstacles stand in their way. They need us to increase the impact we have on them by giving them a better version of ourselves every day.